answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through most of the Olympics, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, sitting to my left, finally back in his spot. Well, he's unpossessed by the phantom. He is Michael Amade.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. I'm happy to be back. But I want to say, give a shout out. You guys did a great job last week.
You know, Christine did a great job filling in your shoes. And those big shoes that you have to fill.
Clown shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. Most people don't know this. Christine knows now, but most of those are full of that green Nickelodeon slime. I just pretend my shoes are really big.
And they have squeakers at the toes.
They're squeakers at the toes. That's why you hear the... every time I take a step.
And the maniacal laughter is the well-exercised phantom. How are you?
I miss having a body. It was really warm in there.
Uh-huh.
And the squeak squish, that was fabulous.
Squeak squish.
The squish squeak.
You're saying you miss having a warm body?
I miss your shoes.
You're a creeper.
And of course.
Can I get a restraining order of 5 feet, please?
The ever faithful. All things technical operating, half squatch. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
Yes.
I'm much better.
Much
so.
Better?
Yeah.
Won't go into it, but
right.
It was a bit of a
no.
rough week.
It was.
It's been a rough week.
But it's okay.
But
that's
right.
It's one of the things is you know, I think with a lot of our listeners here and with the crew here as well, is that, you know, sometimes we have a kind of a rough week or something intense going on. We can always come here and kind of forget about it for a while. Or as much as you can't forget about it. But
yeah.
Well, at least we're surrounded by family.
We
exactly.
are.
Exactly. And
exactly.
we can have fun with it. So let's just try to have fun tonight.
Exactly. So we need to pay some bills. Tonight's hour is being brought to you by Denver Autos. Contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. He has two locations to serve you. Actually, three locations. We'll start off with 6570 North Federal. And, of course, 5400 North Federal, and always open online at denverautostore.com. Also, at the Beach Tanning, 31 tanning locations to serve you in the Denver metro area alone. Go to kzko.com, enter to win. You know, just log on to our website here. Enter to win a $30 gift card at the beach. That's atbtanning.com.
If you're listening to the show, you're already at the website.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey.
There you go.
Out. It's amazing how that works.
So our rules, we do 1 to 3 minute poetry here.
Mm-hmm.
We want it clean of the dreaded F-bomb.
Exactly.
We do like to push the envelope as far as content. No hate speech, though.
No hate speech. We do accept all poetry that makes me sound awesome, though. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Nothing can do that for you. Anyway.
Oh.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah. That didn't really make any sense to me, really.
Oh. All right. We do have our first caller. Please
bouncing
welcome.
Bouncing off my reality.
From Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. I just wish spring would get here, but it will eventually.
It will eventually. You know,
yeah,
Mother Nature has
you?
Her own time frame.
Yeah, that's true.
Spring is
and
a slinky.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm nuts, apparently. How are you, Ellie?
Oh, that's what I wear, all nuts, but at least you're brave enough to say it out
hey,
loud on the radio.
I am Mr. Peanut.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Phantom, how
hey,
are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Ellie. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I got two little poems for the show tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I've got two triolets.
All right.
The first one is Enter Enchantment. There is a tiny fairy door that leads into each poet's heart. Where found enchanted metaphor, there is a tiny fairy door where fairy poems she adores. Her mystic dust is a la carte. There is a tiny fairy door that leads into each poet's heart.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. And I got one for winter. Spring gives orders. Try a lay. Spring said to winter, time to go. March 20th is my birthday. So will you stop with all this snow? Spring said to winter, time to go. Stop 30 degrees and below. Time for blossoms, floral display. Spring said to winter, time to go. March 20th is my birthday.
Nice. Well done, Ellie.
Thank you.
All right. Way to lead us off. Again, every week you're just bringing it. I thank you very much. Don't give up on us. I know there was an error on the KZKO page. This is not our final show. We have one more week after this. So stick around. And then, of course, we're moving to our new digs, and we'll keep you up to date on that.
Okay, terrific.
Right. That's right. So it's going to be, so we're finishing out February.
Yes.
Here. So tonight, and then February 28th.
Exactly. Dennis.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait till everything starts anew, and I'm sure everybody that calls in and listens will be excited too.
Exactly.
And
just log on to our
Facebook.
Awesome. Log on to our Facebook page for more updates on what we're doing.
Or actually, just you can do that, or also just go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, and there's all kinds of info there.
Yes.
Okay. I love you guys. Take care, and good night.
We love you too, Ellie. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598, and we have some really good submitted poetry we're going to get to a little bit later.
We absolutely do. There's a lot of cool stuff to come tonight, actually.
Yes.
I think we've got our little studio mascot in here.
Exactly.
I don't think people actually know what this is.
It's our Raven. It's been with us since show one. Thank you.
Since show one. Actually, from before show one.
Yeah, you've been holding on to him, man.
I bought it. Like 3 weeks before show one.
There you go.
However, it is a bird.
It is a plane.
I was going to say it's a poetry bird, but it's a poetry plane.
It's a poetry
bird. It's a biological plane, otherwise known as a bird.
So.
Okay.
All right, so we do have another caller.
I broke my brain.
Please welcome from Sonoma, California, he is Don Higgleberg.
Hey, how are you folks?
I'm doing good. Don, how are you doing?
Slow and stupid, you know me.
Oh, I'm about the same.
I have a poem here that has to do about
are you there?
The closest thing to it is worship from afar. It isn't because of her beauty. It's because of his talent. And here I'm talking about Eugene Ruggles, who is a poet who died in 2004, but he was inspirational just by the way he used the language.
Okay.
And what I fear is that I will become like a puppet with a bad mimic of his talent, but I cannot not give him homage. The poem is called Voice, and it is in memory of Eugene Ruggles.
Okay.
The voice never silences, but echoes whether the poet sits in quiet or paces on the street-spoken splatter of elevated sidewalk ease. Someone whispers that the voice also shouts overblaringly in prose symphonies and music canvases as it wraps the weave of those who multi-finger crochet the yet again poem redone, the rewritten short to flash, and the homage rebetico stuttered in a light new song. Water added to colors too brash dilutes the weave to go unraveled. Once again, the re-knit and scissor-trimmed creation records bubbles of drowned words. That's me. Thank you very much.
Well done. Very well presented, too.
And I hope that you keep us caught up with all the things that are happening with the show and the future of the show, and carry on.
Excellent. Thank you, Don. We will keep you up to date. Just keep going out to worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can find out all the information right there.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank you, brother. If you want to call in like Don, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, the thing that's cool about the show is we have such strong poets that come and, you know, call and share and or send in and submit every week. And it's so cool to lead off with, you know, Ellie and with Don Hinkleberg. And Don is really solid, and Ellie's amazing.
Exactly.
So we're going to have a great night for the rest of the night. However, we're getting really close to a time.
It's our break time.
I'm taking a break. I don't know about you guys.
We're doing break. You're listening to KCKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Union and rules.
We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
This is C.W. McCall. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach, atbtanning.com.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know how to bring out my worst, man.
Yeah, bring out your worst.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Do you hear what happened when we brought out his best? I can only imagine it going the other way.
Oh, you know.
So,
I
this is a long, exasperated radio sigh.
That's a great sigh.
Thank you. I've been working on that one.
All right. If you want to call in, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. 3598.
Yes, wow. Easy for you to say.
I've done that before, too.
Oh, we do have Lewis on the line from Georgia.
Lewis!
How are you doing? Brother.
Todd, how you doing there, little bro?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we're finally about to get warmed up after old man winter. He's finally about to go back up to the pole, looks like.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Good. Perfect spring weather last week or so. I got one for you. It's in blank verse. Titled Sasha. This is written for a friend overseas.
All right.
The wars they rage, devoid of all mercy. In this Ukraine, old ancient eastern land. And Sasha, he is our friend over there. He is a minister over a church. He maintains peace as others call for war. Insanity deranged as then, so now. As in the days the Soviet Union. For Christ did say that war and their rumor would be, and we were not to be worried. Oh, brother Sasha, hold your head up high, for you have Christ, the truth is on your side, and this is that which cannot be destroyed. For Minister Sasha Ivanovich, Kiev, in the Republic of Ukraine.
Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well done, my brother. You are so just wickedly talented.
Thank you. Keep the faith, brother.
Keep the faith too, brother. God bless.
God bless.
All right. If you want to call in like Lewis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, I do want to share one. It's along the same vein. I do want to dedicate this to a longtime caller of ours. This is a dedication to Mr. Tony over in the UK. Mm-hmm. This is a British poet that was very popular in the late 20th century, early 21st century. And this is one of his pieces entitled 1916. 16 years old. When I went to the war to fight for a land fit for heroes, God on my side and gun in my hand, chasing my days down to zero. I marched and I fought and I bled and I died and I never did get any older. But I knew at the time that a year in the line was a long enough time for a soldier. We all volunteered and we wrote down our names. We added 2 years to our ages, eager for life and ahead of the game, ready for history's pages. And we brawled and we fought and we hoarded and till we stood 10,000 shoulder to shoulder. And the thirst for the Hun, we were food for the gun. And that's what you are when you're soldiers. I heard my friend cry. He sank to his knees, coughing blood as he screamed for his mother. And I fell by his side, and that's how we died, clinging like kids to each other. And I lay in the mud, and the guts and the blood, and we wept as our bodies grew colder. And I called for my mom, and she never came, though it wasn't my fault, and I wasn't to blame. The day not half over, and 10,000 slain, and now there's nobody that remembers our names. And that's how it is for a soldier. And that poet that wrote that very deep piece is Mr. Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that. Motorhead.
So, I know, right? Who'd have thought?
I know.
All right. So, we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome from Missouri, Alex Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Doing good. Good to have you on the line.
Good to be here.
Right on. You got something to share with us?
I do. This is called The Wrong Words. My cigarette burns between my fingertips. In my ears, the music plays too loud, taking me away from here, from this, from your sick sense of entitlement and the dangerous way I hate you, the disastrous way you loved me. For some reason, you're stuck in my head like a song, but I can't remember the lyrics. The empty spaces between my words were never big enough for me to crawl into, but that doesn't stop me from trying. Like a contortionist, my body wraps around the letters in your lies, but instead of protecting me, they expose me. My cigarette burns between my fingertips. The music is too loud, and I don't remember the lyrics, but the wrong words are still said in your voice.
Nice.
That's pretty solid. Alexandre, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Always solid poetry from you. You're a great writer. Thank you very much for sharing on our show.
Hey, you know, you should go to some poetry slams and work on it. Work on doing some live performance.
Exactly. That's how I cut my teeth, was doing live poetry before I started doing this.
I was supposed to do one last night, and I chickened out.
What? Oh, you're not allowed to chicken out?
Well, no, chickening out is part of the process, as long as you don't chicken out quite as bad the next time, and then the next time, and the next time, and eventually you're up there.
Exactly.
Eventually I'll get there.
You'll get there.
You need to come out to Denver. We'll put you on the stage over at the Merc.
That'd be great.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Well.
If you want to call in like Alex Ann, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, I hear that the Phantom actually has something she would like to share. It's a submission?
It is. Right. We actually got a submission. It looks like it might actually be from Russia based off of the characters I'm seeing in the email address.
Yes. So we are World Poetry Open Mic.
Well, we were before, but I could be wrong. I'm just basing this off of what the characters look like.
They all have large beards and...
Not... Okay, time for my radio sigh. Yeah. No.
Okay. I need 10 of those each morning to practice.
All right.
So this is from the name written. It looks like C-U-C-U. I don't know if it's actually supposed to be pronounced cuckoo. Victoria. The middle of July, but there is autumn everywhere. It's like the pellicle from the morning eyes. Plastic hands from glycerin soap. Peaches juice running my elbows. I'm sorry, reaching my elbows, and all its abundance. Though feeling sage and savage, in the middle of July, denying the penetration of all things, unknowing penetration of yourself. I just wanted to say you so much, but it is the middle of July, invaded by autumn. Thought that was really cool. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you for submitting that, Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria. Well done.
And if you want to submit like Victoria, you can go to our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and there's a submission form.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it before 6 p.m. the night of the show if you want it to be read that night.
There's multiple submission forms on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Exactly. Okay. We do have a special caller, though. We want to put him through right away. Please welcome to the line Robert, the owner of MSE Radio Network. How you doing, brother?
How's it going, guys? I have a poem that I'd like to read to you.
All right. That'd be great.
Okay. Never say goodbye. I feel the time is getting close when we will have to part. I'll show that I'll miss you with these last words from my heart. We must be dreaming, for it has gone so fast. The time we've spent together will soon be our past. I'll forget this day is coming. Today I stand here trying to tell you how much I really care. We'll go our separate ways. And I'll make it if I try. Just hold on to our memories, but say never. Say goodbye. I would like to thank you guys for being a part of MSC Radio Network. And it's been an honor to have known you. I hope we get to do more things in the future and to broadcast your poems. From having one of the elite producers that I've had the pleasure to meet, he's a class act, and from Michael to Jay Todd, to your daughter, to your family, from all of us, Mama G and myself, we love you guys.
Robert, thank you very much. You know what? What can I say? You are a class act all the way, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy your night.
Hey, I just want to clarify one thing. We had it posted on the Facebook page that it was our last week. We do have one more, correct?
Yes, but I won't be around. So I just wanted to tell you, tonight that I miss you guys.
Hey, you know what? We miss you too. All you have to do is, you know, my email. You know.
Hey, thank you very much, Robert. Really appreciate it. Means a lot. Thank you, man.
Radio business aside, brother, you are a class act.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and I look forward to this show and the next. And you guys have brought something to broadcasting that I think really needs to continue to be pushed out. And whatever I can do for you, you know, I'll always be there.
Right on. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. And Michael, I love you. I love you too, brother.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for everything.
Good night, guys. Michelle Board Monkey, he is one of the best.
Yes. Thank you. We will. I think he heard it, actually. So, all right, if you want to call in like Robert, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
By the power of Grayskull, this is a great show.
I know. I got to say.
I can't believe you went there.
I got to say, I'm touched. Robert moved me because this is how I wanted to leave it. I wanted everybody be amicable, cool. MSE, I wish them the best of luck. As we part, I want them to grow and do well.
Of course.
Robert and his family were amazing to us and still are amazing to us. They're going to be amazing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank him enough for his friendship, and just the way he runs things is cool.
You are very touched.
Yes.
By several people. Really hands off, guys. This is kind of strange.
Yeah. I'm unstoppable.
And now this is one of those moments where I'm like, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it under the frame of I shouldn't have said it, which was I almost said, stop touching him. You can throw the latex gloves in the trash can on the way out. It's not what it sounds like.
Yes.
It is what it sounds like, actually.
And the
it's
wheels very come much off what it sounds like. Our show.
It's very much what it sounds like.
Oh, but we do have a special caller on the line. Someone who's been with us from day one, right?
Right on.
Dennis, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good. And I sure do appreciate Robert coming on and reading that.
Oh, yes.
He's done us a world of good, allowing us to air our poetry, and we sure do appreciate the time we've had here. And we need to thank him. So, but I have a poem tonight I'd like to share with you. The title is Pondering Kindness into Reality. And it starts with this epigraph. Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love. And that is a quote from Lao Tzu, a 6th century B.C. philosopher and poet. And my thoughts regarding that follow. Kindness has many faces. A handshake, a visit, a gift of time and goods. And knows many comforting words. If sincere, they can touch minds and open hearts. Kindness is centered on others. Self is willing to reside in the shadows and let someone else take the spotlight. Empty, kind words share beauty, but wither in the sunlight of scrutiny and falter as a fragile flower. Kind words are much more meaningful when accompanied by actions. They cross gulfs of indifference with tangible action and benefit for both the giver and the receiver. A kind thought is like a seed. Planted in one's mind, it germinates, bringing its fruit in its season. Kindness in word, time, and thoughtful deeds finds fulfillment in giving of resources, but even more so in the giving of one's self. In doing so, we touch the divine.
Nice. Well done.
Dennis, what a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for calling and being such a friend of the show. And well, not even a friend, just being a part of the show. Thank you so much for being as committed as we are to it, really.
It's been a pleasure for me to be part of this show, and I will continue as well as I can. And just keep on keeping on. We are backing you up.
Oh, yes. There is no stopping this freight train now that it is roaring. So, boop, boop. Anyway.
I think the definition of roaring is a little bit different than everybody else.
Well, I'll end by saying God bless, and I mean that sincerely.
Awesome. God bless you, brother. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We are roaring down the track towards a break, and as the lion says, boop, boop.
All right. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I'm a genius.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day.
My Hobbit is rocking out right now.
That's really that's inappropriate, my friend.
Penny or Allison?
Do not say Penny. That in public okay. again.
What, Rockin' Hobbit?
Your Hobbit's rocking out right now?
Yes.
Make him go back in the Hobbit hole.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to go home. This is
We all need to go home. Holy crap.
Evening.
Hello, Steve. How's it going, man?
How are you all?
We're doing good, brother.
JT and Phantom, I have to congratulate you. Last week was the best show of them all.
Actually, that was me and Christine, which is JT's wife.
Ah, well, I was going to say it was the best week of all time.
Because Michael wasn't on?
Time because there was no Michael.
Yes.
Oh,
do you want some water for that bird?
You know what's actually really interesting is I just completely zone out when people burn me. So I didn't even know what was just said.
Oh. Well, then I said no Michael and no Steve.
Oh, no.
No, not nice.
So it was a double shot.
It was a rough time. We're just consolation prizes all around.
And since Michael is old enough to remember, he must be thinking about the swinging medallions with a double shot of my baby's love.
I gotta be honest, I don't exactly know what's being referred to right now, but I'm keenly interested.
And he calls himself a musician.
Yeah.
Oy vey, es mia.
As Pasquale once said, oy vey.
Or as the Soviet space program said a number of years ago, oy vey, es mia. But I'll be here all week. Be sure to try the veal. Tip your waitress on the way out.
Nice.
Anyway, this is a poetry show.
It is. Do you have poetry for us?
I do. I've got two comparatively short ones, if I may.
All right.
The first one is called Like a Storm-Tossed Sailor. Like a storm-tossed sailor, I search for you, my safe haven in the waves. Like a long-lost traveler, I thirst for you, my stream in the rock-strewn hills. Like a starving sojourner, I hunger for you, my rest along the endless road. From you I gather strength for the journey, the will to carry on, to persevere as a poor, banished child of Eve, until I can find solace with you in the long-lost garden.
Well done.
Thank you. And since I've been told that I am unable to write love poetry, I have tried my hand at one. This one is called The Ageless Groom. In the old stone church, fast upon the graveyard, the young couple stand, exchanging vows and promises of undying love. The scent of beeswax candles mingle with the roses that she clutch, and the lilies blooming just outside the open door beside the gravel path. kneeling in the back, purple-hued by Lenten light filtered through stained glass, an old man murmurs along with the long-remembered words. In tattered pants he kneels and mouths the ancient vows. With bent, unshaven face, he receives the benediction like so very long ago. Slipping out the side door with one fallen rose lost from the bride's bouquet to lay upon his resting love on this, their wedding day.
Nice. I got to confess, I read that one today. You posted it on Writer's Cafe, and I'm like, I wonder if he's going to do that one tonight. And I'm glad you did.
Well, thank you.
Great work, Steve. It's always such a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, and if I may, just real quickly, we have to give congratulations to one of the newer members of the family.
Okay.
Rachel.
Yes.
Called in a couple of times. An outstanding member of the Suffren poetry group. Has been selected to be a featured reader, at an open mic in Jersey City. So anyone in the New Jersey area or just across the river in Manhattan, Rachel is going to be the featured poet, and she always does outstanding work.
That's great.
Nice. Congratulations.
And speaking of outstanding work, thank all of you, and thanks to The Vibe.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Speak with you next week.
Right here on KZKO's The Vibe. Stick around. One more week left for us. If you want to call like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And, you know, one more week, and then we're not dead in the water. We're flailing happily.
Yes.
In the water.
Splashing.
Right. Splashing. Now, I'll be wearing some of those arm
wings.
Those water wings? Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to shut up and let JT do what he's going to do now.
As we were starting the show, you said that JT had a rough week and that you were glad he was able to come here and forget about it. Unfortunately, in our production meeting, I wrote a poem for you and your wife. And I want to read this for you guys. This is simply entitled Sally. There is a reason that dog is God spelled backwards. The unconditional love, the unfettered forgiveness, the pureness of heart. She liked me. She really, really liked me. Even though every time I visited, I would end up dragging off mom or dad on some weird quest. Things which I can never thank them enough for. A mad poet has that effect on those around him. Every time I visited, you would be excited. Every time, without fail. You would greet me as if I had dropped by to see you and you alone. Though you knew it was another fool's errand that I was on. You can learn some about a person on how they treat animals. You can trust further how animals react to a person. And she taught me the depth of the character of the people that I associate with. I love the people you loved. Today, I learned of your passing. I regret not taking more time to pet you, to play with your chewing bones, to give you belly rubs. They say that all dogs go to heaven. I certainly know your spirit will be there, and much more deserving than my twisted soul. And I say we all will see you again too soon. Until such time, you will be missed. Just consider you guys hugged. You guys are family, and I hate to see you guys going through this, but she's a great dog.
That was a beautiful poem, J. Todd.
Thank you.
Sally was a gorgeous dog. So sweet.
Yes, she was.
She will be missed.
Well, and now to lighten the emotional load, being sarcastic right now, we have another caller on the line. Chris, how are you, sir?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very, very well, brother. Thank you.
Seems like winter is never going to let go, you know what I mean?
Some winters are like that. Damn groundhog.
Yeah, I got all kinds of ice today. Great day. Anyway, this is one that I could have given you on Valentine's Day, but I hadn't written it yet.
Okay.
Remember what it's like to be walking along or just doing something. We're just sitting and looking off into nothing special. And you just see. And for the first time, know your dreams just became real. 'Twas a mirror. 'Twas a mirror that caught my pause. And then you moved. You are thoughtful. And yet see at a glance, but you smile from the inside. It's in your eyes. Do you walk the harbor ways, looking to the ocean's horizon, pausing to see the world flowing by? Do you dream of beyond there? Or perhaps find each sunrise is enough till its set arrives? And restarts breathing until the morrow. Do you hum the joy of being as the world visits and the hours continue to fly? I wonder of your thoughts as the eve wanders your mind and the night's breath lingers across your cheeks. Yes, was a mirror, paused me. And then you moved. Anyway.
Nice, brother. Well done. Again, your delivery is just spot on.
As always.
Well, man. You guys do that, you know. It's a hard act to follow with the people that you get to come on.
You're a hard act to follow, dude. I feel like I need a pole vault or something.
Is that why you brought that pole vault in here?
Well, we got to keep people on their toes, you know? This is, you got to bring them in, and this is what brings them in. They can feel things.
That's it. You're right. I mean, this is, I was actually making the comment the other day to a friend of mine that I think we started the most emotional radio show that I've heard in a really long time.
Right?
Emotionally raw radio show.
Well, that's what it needs to be. That's what poetry's all about, feeling.
Exactly.
Being real.
Agreed. Agreed.
I'm glad you guys are here. Don't ever poof.
Oh, no. As long as, like I said, as long as I've got a heartbeat and breath in my chest, we're going to fight to keep this going.
There you go.
Well, and the internet still exists, and the electrical grid doesn't get fried by solar activity.
Yes.
There's a lot of little barriers, but as long as they're all in place, we're really going to do this, man.
Yes, exactly. As long as the pulsar doesn't come along and swallow the Earth, we're good.
I think we're all right for a while.
Good.
Theoretically.
At least until the next Bacta.
I'm going to have to come out there and visit you guys.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Really, and you know what? I have a feeling we could all go out to dinner and have a good time. It'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to call like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Now, you may not have to wait to come to Denver, because I have a little bit of news that I might share.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I've been invited to speak at a gallery in, like, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And you know what? I'm with you, man.
I think I'm going to accept it, and I think we're going to go and put on a little bit of a show.
I may dress up like the Hamburglar.
No, I thought you were going to take your Planters Peanut, Mr. Peanut costume.
No, I wear the Mr. Peanut costume, and then I put the Hamburglar costume over it. It fries people's brains, man. They're like, what am I looking at? Cross brands? I'm not sure.
It's a peanut butter burger.
And actually, the cool thing is you can technically rob banks dressed that way because people are so freaked out they don't know what they're seeing.
Exactly. All right.
I can't believe I heard what I just heard.
What'd you hear?
I don't know. I think it was gibberish.
Exactly. Now, we have to go to break. You know why we have to go to break now?
Why? Because we have to pay bills.
We have to pay bills, but we're heading into the final epic conclusion of World Poetry Open Mic week two before our last week here. That's confusing.
I know. Yeah,
the last...
Our second to last week.
Our second to last week. The epic last segment is coming up next. You want to stay tuned after this break.
Don't miss it. You're going to want to listen to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
This is the Spawn soundtrack.
Wow.
It's about time.
Yeah. I actually know this song.
Was that the Crystal Method?
With Filter.
Nice.
It's true. And I actually used to do a ukulele cover of this song.
Really?
Well, there was a group that I was involved with once called Betty Stinkinopoulos and the Wheels of Fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was the ukulele player. She's an incredible performer. She's been around a long time.
It was like the ukulele and the theremin, right?
Well, I mean, you know, my theremin skills are kind of down
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think you really mastered the theremin.
No one really masters the theremin.
Yes,
the theremin
they
masters
do.
You.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But in this case, I had a ukulele cover of that song, Trip Like I Do.
Nice.
And it was something special, really was.
Yes.
People were just silent after I'd finish it.
Yeah, I bet.
So save us from ourselves. Hey, we've got a poet on the line. However, if you want to get in the last segment, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
But this is Sadie from right here in Denver, Colorado.
Sadie. Hello, Sadie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm awful.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
No, you're
that
not.
Sucks.
You would never know. No, okay, anyway, I got intense really fast. So
yes.
You have something for us?
Yeah, I kind of have, it's a little long one, but all right. It's entitled Life Interrupted. All right. It's during the quiet stills of our minds that our demons scream. False. Come alive. Nightmares become reality, and our thoughts become twisted. Alone. Completely and utterly alone. In a silence that screams louder than a thousand voices, I sit. Fight the urge to crumble, with a heart that threatens to quit beating, tears begging to fall. I wrap myself up tight, trying to escape a cold that seems to be coming from my bones. Losing the fight to a darkness that consumes me. With eyes closed, I take a deep breath. The intake of a fresh breath collects all the black that has made a home inside my soul. The negative, the doubt, the hate, the sad, and the worry. All collected up and forced out with a heartfelt sigh. I'm fine. A simple reply. But how long do I have to keep saying it before I convince myself? Because it is in the quiet stills of my mind that I've been left alone. Demons running free, reminding me of my faults, turning my nightmares into realities, twisting my thoughts in all hopes of burying me. It is during the quiet stills of our minds that our demons scream.
Ace. Well done.
Yeah.
You are progressing very well as a spoken word artist. I just wanted to say that because you, from the first time you called until now, you're just graduating level after level. You might be a haiku master before too long.
Oh, I doubt that.
I don't think that's even possible. Sadie, no comment on your ability, but unless you want to spend 70,000 years at the bottom of a very high-pressure ocean studying the master of studying mastery of haiku... I have to be, unfortunately, I just think the chances are very slim that you're going to become a haiku master.
I call you the haiku master!
J-Yo! Conquering the world! Measured syllables at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see that jump kick just now?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it, too.
I bet you if you handed me that football right there, I could kick that over those mountains right there.
What?
Oh,
every week.
Oh, no.
Every week, the haiku master meditates. He thinks about the universe. He thinks about all of our lives. He sees time, all of time, existing in an instant. He sees everything that exists, and then he writes three haikus.
While cleaning his cat litter box.
Well, no, that happens afterwards. Okay. You got to focus only on the cat litter box. Everybody knows that. Man.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, there's three haikus this week. I think people will know what it's about now. I think because of your poem earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's worth sharing, and I think they're really cool. So this is from JT, the haiku master. Number one, policing the cats. T-shirt protects from boomers. Twisty ear pucky.
Nice.
Number two. Squirrels ran and hid. Postal service walked in fear. No bite to her bark.
Nice. That's Sally for sure.
All right. And keeper of secrets. Companion like no other. Truly man's best friend.
Yes.
Woman's best friend.
I think that was a very, very cool and touching end.
Yes.
Yes.
So that was our this week's installment from our beloved haiku master.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
She was named after the Nightmare Before Christmas? Nice! All right. So, we have the Phantom who is ready to share another submission.
Yeah, we had quite a few submissions this week, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to get to them all tonight, but we will make up for it next week. So, we have from Valor Moore, who was submitted before, of Spring and Poetry.
All right.
What means shall we use to measure the words that build a treasure? They surely must be clever to live in the heart forever. Allow the love in you to be open to the view of one that you desire. How else to light the fire? The season of rebirth rejuvenates the earth. This is the perfect time to write a loving rhyme. No need to be profound. Better feet upon the ground. The love that we profess should not require a guess. The birds are building nests to lure their love to rest. The bees spend hours pollinating flowers, feelings we need to say should brighten up the day or leave a song in the heart that never will depart. That was really cool.
That is a really cool.
Balmore, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Thank you for submitting.
Such good work.
Yeah.
I know. You know. We have the greatest poets that share on our show. I'm just so blessed.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Can you say thank you for submitting again?
Thank you for submitting.
That seems like...
You break a sweat every time she says
no,
that.
No. But I'm thinking about law enforcement and like the future of law enforcement, just having a kind female voice be like, thank you for submitting.
Put your hands behind your back, please.
Please.
Thank you for submitting.
Do not cause a stir. Do not come up with any original ideas. Thank you for submitting.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
It's a little 1984.
Yeah. Well, we're
don't
heading there.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, the cameras on
it's
every
2014.
Corner.
I was born in 1980.
I was born in 1984.
Bow.
Bow.
Okay, so there's a piece. It's kind of a poem, but it's kind of not that. That's from a while back. I just figured I'd read it because it's targeted towards creative people, towards writers, towards poets, and it's from a blog post I had done. Called Walking the Noble Path, Why Being a Creative Artist is So Important.
Okay.
And I just kind of wanted to throw this out. It says, I titled this, How to Live from Your Creative Source No Matter Where Life Takes You. But this is just part of that. An excerpt. Artists are the echoes of God. We are the resounding of creation, now manifesting in perpetuation. We take what is and infuse it with what might be. We can take simple ink or paint and canvas or paper and shape it and shape the world with it. We can cause riots like Salman Rushdie. We can influence nations like Uncle Tom's Cabin. We can shift the very consciousness of our existence. Have you ever really heard a musician play or a singer sing quietly and slowly, majestically breaking through the hanging silence. Is there any doubt that this is not only the sound of spirit, but the common shockwave of humanity resonating throughout our collective unconscious? Is there any doubt that when a bluesman plays, or what a bluesman plays in New Orleans, does not in some way reverberate in the spirit of a young boy walking in the early morning outside of an orphanage in Nepal? As men and women, as people, we know that the arts are who we are. They are our highest aspirations. They are what we wish we could become. To create art, what could be more noble than that? What could be more worthwhile than that? In the future, most of our names will be forgotten, but our music, our words, our film, and our art can remain. And remain they will, in service of others, connecting their time with our time. And they will know that they aren't alone, just like we know that we aren't alone, because of the art of those who came before us. So, in honor of the noble pursuit of arts, I humbly ask you to continue creating, continue writing. Don't stop. Do whatever it takes. The world needs you, and the world needs us.
Nice. That's a great piece. I like that. I read that when it came out, too, right?
You might have. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, the article goes on. I'm not trying to, you know, if anybody does want to read it, it's at michaelamade.com, but it's just in case you're interested.
Yeah. I mean, it went by kind of quickly, but it's full of really good thought. And we're running rapidly out of time, so I want to say for the crew here, Michael Amade, the Phantom, JT, our Phantom Phil and Christine, thank you to the MSC Radio Network and to Robert for having us on. Thank you to Mark Lilly for bringing this to us, giving us the opportunity to test out our forum, see how it goes. And we want to thank you, the listener, and the person that participates and shares their poetry with us for being a part of our family. Stay true to yourself. We'll see you next week. This is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Spring has sprung and so have I.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on.
right today into a black box, and it came out gray.